The latest violence occurred in Pakistan's northwest frontier province. Military spokesman Major General Wahid Arshad says militants ambushed a police convoy as it passed through a local marketplace in the district of Swat.
There were two suicide bombers who attacked the convoy, and there was one IED blast also.
He says at least 13 people were killed and 52 injured. And in the same province, just hours later, a powerful blast at a police recruiting center killed at least 11 Pakistanis. Saturday, a suicide bomber killed 24 paramilitary soldiers in Pakistan's remote tribal area near the Afghan border. Officials say the violence is an apparent response to last week's military raid on a radical mosque in central Islamabad. At least 85 people were killed during the assault of Lal Masjid, or the Red Mosque. The pro-Taliban mosque was a well-known center for Islamic militancy and attracted numerous supporters from the volatile tribal areas. Militants throughout the country are vowing revenge, and officials say they're bracing for a violent backlash. Sunday, pro-Taliban militants in the North Waziristan tribal area said they are withdrawing from a controversial peace agreement with government forces. Under that deal, tribal leaders agreed to expel foreign extremists who were using the area to stage cross-border attacks into Afghanistan. In exchange, the government ended most of its security operations in the area. The militants accused the government of breaking the deal by deploying thousands of new troops to the area and attacking local Taliban. General Arshad told VOA the militants are in no position to dissolve the peace agreements.
Peace agreement was not with the local, so-called local Taliban. They were with the tribes. So it's up to the tribes to say what they want to say about the agreement, not some local militants.
U.S. and Afghan officials have sharply condemned the controversial peace deals. Security analysts say Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants have used the agreements to establish safe havens and guerrilla bases inside Pakistan. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.